We're joined now by the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. Mr. Secretary, thank you for joining us this morning. President Trump was pretty clear yesterday. He said the United States is going to run Venezuela. Under what legal authority?
First of all, what's going to happen here is that we have a quarantine on their oil. That means their economy will not be able to move forward until the conditions that are in the national interest of the United States and the interest of the Venezuelan people are met. And that's what we intend to do. So that leverage remains. That leverage is ongoing. And we expect that it's going to lead to results here. We're hopeful that it does. Positive results for the people of Venezuela, but ultimately, most importantly for us, in the national interest of the United States. We will no longer have, hopefully, as we move forward here, we'll set the conditions so that we no longer have in our hemisphere a Venezuela that's the crossroads for many of our adversaries around the world, including Iran and Hezbollah, is no longer sending us drug gangs, is no longer sending us drug boats, is no longer a narco trafficking paradise for all those drugs coming out of Colombia to going through the Caribbean and towards the United States. And obviously, we want a better future for the people of Venezuela. We want them to have an oil industry where the wealth goes to the people, not to a handful of corrupt individuals and stolen by, you know, pirates all over the world. That's what we're working towards, and we intend to use the leverage we have to help achieve that.